Welcome to a special edition of Global One Media's Crypto Chronicles. We're welcoming Funky Matas, a legend in the tattoo and social media world who just inked a deal, no pun intended, with Mogul Productions, which leverages blockchain technology and engages audiences and financiers throughout the script-to-screen process, enabling transparency in independent film production. Funky, you are the embodiment of your own creativity, I've read. Welcome to the show. So excited to talk to you.
What a sexy introduction. I feel like I'm underdressed because of that now. I feel like I should have some sort of mustache or something, but thank you very much. You're beautiful. I love your blonde hair. I can't really see your eyes, but I'm pretty sure they're nice.
Well, thank you so much, Funky. So the filmmaking industry is evolving, and Mogul Productions is introducing a novel financing model, and this model connects filmmakers with funding sources through its coin. So why did you choose Mogul as the platform for releasing this exciting show of yours?
They were the first ones to reach out. No, I'm kidding. I thought Mogul, so we met, I met the CEO, Matt, through a mutual friend, and it was just serendipity. And also I was looking for somebody to fund the project, and everyone that I had met with prior to them just seemed a bit sketchy. And I don't know, Mogul, it just felt right. I just felt right. I didn't feel pressured. They showed me their background, what they had done before, what kind of projects they'd funded before. And it just felt like a puzzle piece.
Yeah, fantastic. I love when things synergize well like that. And
love at first sight, for example, that phrase, has that ever happened to you?
Well, I mean,
apart from now,
apart from when I just logged in and saw you, no, I can't say that. No, it was just you.
Well, that's basically what happened with me and Mogul.
Fantastic. And I think that they obviously embraced your idea and really saw true potential. So maybe you could share more about your show titled Why and what it's about.
Sure. Yeah. I work with social media, and I've been working with social media for years. And all I see being promoted are like these stupid dances, and like, pure garbage is what I see being promoted. And I'm kind of tired of the same thing. And I want to, you know, like implant seeds into people's brains and have them grow and be more conscious about like what's going on in the actual real world instead of, you know, liking a bunch of dance videos. I'm not saying they're bad, but it's just like there's more to life about it. And I am trying to incorporate like a very I'm trying to be a bridge between, you know, people that are watching, like basically watching dance videos, and conscious people. So like I want to make people ask the question, why is this bad? Why is it bad manners to eat with your elbows on the table? Why does this have to happen? Why? So like with this project, I'm just going to go out and literally test boundaries. And if people get offended or are, you know, annoyed, they're going to have to ask themselves why. And I am fully prepared with a logical explanation on why things, like anything I'm trying, why it's okay or why it's not okay. So I'm really excited about this project, Ashley.
Yeah. And to me, you know, it really sounds like there is a critical, important education component to this, as you just explained. I understand you plan to address several significant issues in your show and challenge really conventional wisdom, as you said, encouraging viewers to think critically. So why do you believe that is crucial for individuals to begin thinking independently now more than ever, rather than just watching those dance videos, as you said, just to be entertained visually?
Yeah, nothing against dance videos. I dance all the time. I wish I had a button to transfer all the feelings. I just want... Everyone's so offended by everything nowadays. I'm not trying to put anybody down. I'm just trying to spread love. But then there's a fine line where people just start getting offended or not. And I really want to test that and see where that line is and why that line exists. And is it like an agenda pushed by society, or is it actually something? Are those people okay that are getting offended by that? Why are they getting offended by that? I'm really tired of it. I want to be back in the 90s.
Well, you know what? Let's expand a little bit on that. So you're talking about testing the boundaries, but how will you manage the risk, or will you just deal with it, you know, case by
case. I'm going to have to deal with it as it comes. Who knows? Maybe. Yeah, the risk might be, you know, altercations, verbal, physical, I don't know. But also the reward, which is still either or, like it could be, you know, risky and violent, or there might be a reward, which might be someone waking up and like without risk, there's no reward. So I'm in for it and I'm ready to go. And I'm fully pumped about this, and I'm willing to face whatever comes my way, because I'm tired of like everyone just hiding and everyone being thinking 10 times before they say anything natural that comes to them. I'm tired of it.
Okay. Well, hey, listen, let's talk a little bit about some of the exclusive incentives that will be up for grabs for anyone who's interested in getting involved in the project. So maybe you could explain that as well, the incentives, and how do people get involved?
Yeah, so through Mogul, you get involved through Mogul. But the incentives are really cool. Mogul and I, like some of the guys from the team, we sat down and just brainstormed a bunch of really cool stuff. Some people could be on the episode. Some people could help write some episodes. I don't know if you guys know, but I broke the world record for most signatures tattooed on one's back. And I've worked with like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Tony Hawk tattooed me, Steve-O, Jackie Chan, Will Smith, Kevin Hart, a lot of really big celebrities that I have collaborated with have signed my back. And one of the incentives is having someone sign my back and be part of a world record with all these celebrities and stuff. Another one is me tattooing them. There's a lot of really cool stuff that people should investigate through Mogul. And if you wanna get involved with that, it's just, you go on the Mogul website and you know, if you're part of the community, you'll know. And if you're not, you should be, because there's some really cool stuff happening.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that. So speaking of Mogul, let's talk about your specific experience. How would you describe it? And has it lived up or exceeded your expectations so far?
What they're offering is really cool. They got like, I think they got tokens. They have their own NFTs and stuff. So you will not like, even if nothing happens, I think that you will not go home empty-handed with Mogul.
Terrific. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, your recommendations, your film industry community. Would you recommend Mogul or consider using Mogul Productions as a platform? And if so, why?
Yeah, I mean, at least with me, I don't know how they are with other people, but like apparently, like all the projects that they've done have been nice. They've funded some really awesome movies that Matt has told me about. And with me personally, all I've been receiving from the team is pure love. Georgia is always on top of everything. They're very organized. They're very organized, and I really like the way they work. It's not like a company where it's just like, oh, let's just let things run, and they're actually involved, which is what I like when I team up with anybody. So yeah, in that sense, it feels like a family.
Feels like a family. You took the words right out of my mouth. So Funky, I'd love to know what's next for you and for our viewers and for our listeners. You know, where can they get more information and anything else you'd like to add?
Well, if you guys want to see more of my stuff and what I've been doing, my Instagram is @Funky, F-U-N-K-Y. I know Mogul Productions is on Instagram as well. They have their own website. They like, I'm sure if you go on the website, it has a link thing, a link tree, or I don't know if that's the right link, but it'll take you to everything. So it's pretty self-explanatory.
Fantastic. It sounds like quite an endorsement as well for Mogul Productions, you signing up with them. Funky Matas, what a pleasure it was speaking with you today. I had a lot of fun. Thank you so much.